you hear that?
So we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny, idiot face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
It is time for You Can't Be Serious here on the game to finish things out. I was about to use this yesterday, but opted to save it, and now we have a bit of a follow-up here. I think the plot has thickened in the feud between two of the greatest NBA basketball players of all time, Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal. They went after it on Inside the NBA, the show that comes on after the NBA games on TNT. There was it's pretty funny back and forth, and it was hard to tell if it was real, like they were really mad at each other, or if it was just some teasing. I think it towed the line and maybe got over it for some of it, and then they pulled him back. But they were totally getting after each other, and it ended with they had some chicken wings for some reason, some promotion thing out on the set. It ended with Charles Barkley threatening to throw a chicken wing at Shaq's fat rear end. That's how it ended. So Shaq has now responded on Facebook with a picture of him stuffing a shot of Charles Barkley. And obviously with the timeline there, it's pretty early Shaq. He's throwing a shot back in Barkley's face, and the comment on the picture says, "Back when I used to dominate on bum blank Chuck, hashtag throwback Thursdays." Here's my theory on all this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that there is a bit of like competitiveness between these two. They were ribbing each other about Shaq was going after Barkley for not having any rings, which I'm sure that's got to dig it at Barkley somewhat. And Barkley was going after Shaq for riding the coattails of Kobe and Dwayne Wade to NBA titles. Both things that I think deep down they probably do take some offense to. But I also think that they're encouraged and this is all cultivated just as a publicity stunt to make headlines. But publicity stunt may be harsh, but just to generate people talking about this and wanting to watch Inside the NBA. Because honestly, I don't care all that much about the NBA, but I'd love to watch anything where it's just Chuck and Shaq going back and forth.
Oh, yeah. To me, they're the best part of the NBA.
Yes, no doubt.
NBA on TNT, man. Their pregame, postgame, halftime stuff. You never know what's going to happen. They make headlines all the time just for all the goofy things they can pull off.
Right. So, you know, the feud is you can't be serious worthy enough because, I mean, strong words there from Shaquille O'Neal on Facebook using social media the way most people do. But I also think a sneaky little you can't be serious shout out to those that are in charge of producing Inside the NBA for making sure that they can create some drama between these two.
There's a new rivalry that has brewed up yesterday between Lamar and Liberty softball teams. They're both in a tournament called the National Invitational Softball Championship.
Let me stop you right there. That is a rivalry that can only be challenged by K-State and Georgia basketball.
I would agree. Well, this thing it really culminated yesterday because Liberty was hosting this tournament. This is very important. So they were the home team in this championship game. Heading into the top of the sixth, and Liberty has a 3-1 lead. Well, in the top of the sixth inning, Lamar puts four runs on the board to take a 5-3 lead. So we go to the bottom of the sixth, and there's two outs and 2-1 for Liberty. They're looking to make making a run here before they head to the seventh and final inning. Well, before that last out is recorded or any plays could happen, in comes a big storm, and it starts pouring at Liberty. So 19 minutes exactly go by, and the Liberty folks, who's in charge of this tournament, decide, all right, we're going to call this game after 19 minutes of a rain delay. You know, maybe we have no idea in this story if there's a possibility down the road if they can continue this game or not. But after 19 minutes, they call it. So what that means is, since the sixth inning wasn't complete, they wipe it off the table.
You got to go back to the top of the inning.
Yep, and Liberty is handed the championship by the final score of 3-1. So Lamar does not get their four runs that they earned in the top of the sixth. And the team that is hosting this tournament gets to make the final call and basically hands himself a championship. What's crazy, though, is they had two other rain delays during this tournament. One was an hour.
Yeah.
The other one was 4.5 hours.
Ooh. See, that's what I was thinking. Like, 19 minutes is ridiculously short.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I've seen how these things get determined, like at K-State, for instance, and there's always planning and looking at the radar and seeing, you know, so you might stop it after 19 minutes if you can look ahead and just see that the radar is going to crush you for the next hour or 2 hours, whatever it is. But yeah, that smells fishy. How is there not more protest about this?
Oh, couldn't they? Lamar is upset.
Okay, I was gonna
there's appeals.
You can't go quietly into the night after that one.
Yeah, this story's not over.
Okay. Is that Jabroni of the Week worthy right there?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's considered.
Whoever's in charge, athletic director there on the scene. That was a good one. It was a good submission. Thanks for listening to the game today. We'll be back at it tomorrow, hopefully with Tyler in tow. From Mitch Fortner, I'm John Kurtz. Thanks for listening to the game.